Do you find that you're spending too much time at your computer and at your charts watching for setups and not spending enough quality time enjoying your life? If that's you, I've got the perfect solution for you. Let me tell you more right now. Hi, this is Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 6th of September. And that's right, I want to talk about trying to get you to trade less. You see, I get emails all the time, people telling me that they're scalping on short time frame charts and saying, look, Andrew, how can I have more clarity in my trading? How do I know when to enter, when to exit, what levels to trade, what pairs, what time frames, etc.? And it all comes back to the same solution, trade less. Trade higher time frames. You see, for me, apart from the daily charts, my next favorite time frame are the 4-hourly charts. And I want to spend some time now talking about 4-hourly charts and why I like them. You see, the great thing is with them is that you can plan your day around it. I know that I don't need to be back to my screen here until probably into the European session for me, until the next 4 hours has passed. And the great thing is I look at my charts when the 4-hour charts change over every 4 hours. If there are no good setups there, then I simply don't take any trades and I go and do whatever it is I want to do for the next 4 hours before I need to come back again. Now, of course, you can't take trades every 4 hours, otherwise you'd never get any decent sleep. But it allows me for my time to trade at 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. So that's 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, looking just four times within the day. And for me here in New Zealand, that covers the Asian session and the early part of the European session. If you're in elsewhere throughout Asia or into Europe or into America, you'll have different times of the day when you can and cannot trade, depending on your work, your family, your life, etc. But there's probably two, if not three times in the day when you'd be able to get near a computer and take 4-hour chart trades, if and when they show good setups. The great thing is you know when there's a setup coming in terms of you can't take a trade when a candle hasn't closed. So on every 4 hours, there's a potential trade there. In between, there's nothing. So go away, leave the computer alone, and get away from those real short time frame trades. A lot of people, again, you know, they find that indecision of not knowing when to trade because they're looking for indicator A to cross indicator B, and it could happen at any time. Or they have to trade at certain times of the day on real short time frame charts. Stick to the 4-hourlies, stick to the dailies. If you want to go anything shorter, I personally trade the 1-hourly charts. But for me, it's generally only in the European session when there's more activity. For looking maybe 3 or 4 candles in the evening, my time, early European session, and that's it. It just means you can go and enjoy your life. Trading needs to be fun. Trading needs to be enjoyable. And it doesn't need to be a chore. You don't need to be tied to your charts all day and night in order to do well from your trading. Just want to recap. I was talking to my clients last night. We had a live 2-hour trading room webinar. And I spent a lot of time reviewing the trades I'd taken personally on a live account over the past 2 weeks on 4-hour charts. And I had taken 32 trades. Most of those were split into two, so around 16, between about 16 and 20 individual trades over the last 2 weeks on the 4-hour charts. Out of those 32 trades, 22 of them had been profitable trades. So there's around about a 70% success rate. The average overall of those trades was a 1.4 risk to reward. So it means that I'm making 1.4 times my risk on every one of those trades that I took. Put that into some numbers, and if I'm trading half of 1%, so 0.5% risk on each one of those 32 trades, that means I had 15.4% gains, 5% losses. The 10 trades that lost averaged 0.5%. Which has given me a net of 10.4% gain over the last 2 weeks just from taking those 4-hour trades. So it's very low risk, only a half of 1% risk to make 10.4% gain over the last couple of weeks since I've last talked to my clients live. And it just shows what can be achieved there. Trading with the trends, with a daily opinion in terms of where the strength and weaknesses are, looking for pullbacks, etc., using round numbers, everything that I discuss in my course and I've discussed here on these free videos and podcasts. So I hope that helps there. Last thing, oh, a couple more things actually. Feedback from last week's video and podcast, very positive. Upset a couple of people because I was quite blunt and honest that trading's not for everybody. But a lot of people said, look, Andrew, just love your honesty, love your sort of down to earth approach of trading. Look, if trading's not for you, if you don't have the right mindset, don't trade. If you do, it's the best thing that you can do. And lastly, I've created a partnership with Axie Trader, the Australian MT4 broker. If you use the link on my homepage to Axie Trader and mention my name, Andrew Mitchum, and the Forex Trading Coach when opening a live account of over $3,000, they will give you a $200 credit onto your account. More importantly than that, Axie Trader or an account, your account is segregated. It's held with a highly regulated ASIC broker with a very good reputation and extremely tight spreads throughout the entire trading day. So if you'd like to know more about Axie Trader, have a look at the banner on my homepage of my website, theforextradingcoach.com. So that's it for now. I'm off outside to enjoy the glorious sunshine, if I can say the word. I'm outside to enjoy the glorious sunshine. And it's non-farm payrolls day today, so not looking for a huge amount to happen on the charts behind me here for today. That's it for now. Have a great weekend. This is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach. Talk to you this time next week. Bye for now.